The federal government is promising to take action by Christmas to lower your power bills, with National Cabinet meeting next week to discuss the issue. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has said speculation of government intervention has already caused some downward pressure.
There are a range of options available. We'll be making announcements when the final determination is made. But there are a range of options available to the government. We're working those issues through.
So what exactly are those options, and how much could you potentially save as a result? And there are reports this morning that the parliament might even be recalled by the end of the year. This is the last sitting week, but it might actually be recalled to pass legislation to enable this to happen. Tony Wood is the director of the energy program at the Grattan Institute and a fantastic explainer of very complex issues. Tony Wood, welcome.
Good morning, PK.
So the federal budget, this is the sort of backstory. It predicted power prices would rise by 56% over the next 2 years. Of course, that was alarming for people. Gas prices by 40%. Just remind us, why are we seeing prices soar like this? Is it just the war in Ukraine?
One of the reasons this is complicated, because it isn't just the war in the Ukraine. Earlier this year, we had really nasty problems with unreliable old coal-fired power stations being offline, even problems getting coal to coal-fired power stations in New South Wales because they've been flooded with all the rain. Those things have abated now. The other issue, however, which is still there, is this problem in the Ukraine. What's going on is that the Northern Hemisphere, Europe, is desperately short of gas. They want to get off Russian gas. They've taken imports from Australia already. They're prepared to pay really high prices for that gas. As a consequence, the gas producers are saying, well, you know, that's the market price. We should be seeing those sort of prices in Australia. And if you want to have gas when we do need gas, as we sometimes do, that's the price. And so that what happens then, PK, is that even though the amount of gas isn't as much as all the coal and renewables, it sets the price. So everybody else makes a lot of money. Any gas producer or any renewable producer who isn't actually paying more, it's not costing more to get out of the ground, they're doing very well. So unpicking that for the government is tricky, and that's why it's taking a long time. But of course, that also means they're getting lots of advice from people who don't want them to do anything at all, or those who want them to do dramatic things.
Yeah, I can imagine there's a lot of lobbying from business as well. What options does the federal government have to intervene? What are they now, do you think, looking seriously at doing?
Well, there's a couple of things. Firstly, they could look at other places. The UK government is imposing price caps on virtually every individual generator, and then they are effectively collecting that tax and they're passing that money through to consumers. So what they're doing is what they call a tax and subsidy. Is an arrangement. That's complicated. It's messy. And I'd like to think the government might avoid that, if only because they don't want to do something called the tax.
And they are also resistant to that, aren't they? That's not their favoured position.
Correct. So that means that they've got to find some way of separating this domestic price from the international price. That could mean a price cap. Price caps are hard to do because in this case, these are big contracts, which most of which are signed between companies that do their deals separately. No one knows what those deals are. Setting those prices is quite difficult. The government does have the Australian Domestic Gas Security Mechanism. It was implemented by Malcolm Turnbull when he was Prime Minister. Its basic idea is to make sure that the South Australian gas consumers get access to gas. Hmm. Seems like a good idea. And it's worked. What they didn't have in that arrangement was a price arrangement. So that gas is more or less priced at the world price. Up until now, that wasn't a big deal. The price effectively was about $10, still much higher than it had been only a few years ago. But quickly, this world price dragged it up to $30 and $40 and $50. That's scary. And if you're coming out of contract as an energy retailer who sells gas to us or electricity to us, or if you're a big gas consumer who buys directly from the producers, this is horrible place. And this is why the government, and on the advice of Treasury, I should add, have been said, look, yes, it makes sense to intervene in this arrangement. And so therefore, coming to an arrangement under that mechanism they've already got seems to be one of the avenues they could follow. Now, the producers won't like it because that means some of the profits they'd otherwise be getting will be taken away. Those who are already, like a Queensland government-owned generator who is making a lot of money, who may be already be in a long-term contract, not exposed to higher prices, they'd be making a lot of money. They won't like it. Neither will the Premier of Queensland if those profits are reduced. So you can see why there's a lot of tension here, PK. Mm. And it isn't just gas, because coal gets caught up in this as well.
Okay, so that's my next, and you've gone a little bit to it, but let's explore this. Why do the states, and specifically New South Wales and Queensland, because next week, National Cabinet meets, so all the premiers with the Prime Minister, why do they need to get on board? And what do you think the government might be willing to offer them? What could you, how could you get them on board?
Well, I think the issue is, why is it those two states? Victoria isn't caught up in this because the brown coal generators in Victoria, which are amongst the cheapest, are not exposed to the spot price because brown coal cannot be exported anyway. So it is Queensland and New South Wales. If the government can't intervene itself on coal, that's where life gets difficult. Gas is, the federal government does have position. But on coal, the obvious place for the government to go would be to sit down with the premiers and say, look, you guys are collecting huge amounts of money from royalties from coal right now. Even Queensland government was criticised for putting up their royalty payments. They're making a lot of money out of this, as they are entitled to. The government would therefore may need to work through the states to get them to do that. Now, that means that the states would be, they have to intervene in a way they won't like. It could be tricky. Their generators could make less profit. But they, on the other hand, they could collect more royalties. So that's where it gets messy. And that's where I think a deal has to be done, both with the producers on gas and possibly with the states on coal. And that means that's why, one of the reasons this is taking a long time. But to be fair, it is very complicated. It wasn't this government's fault. It wasn't, you could argue it was nobody's fault, but they have to fix it.
Okay. So obviously we've heard some pretty strong words from the Queensland Premier, and you're saying because they're collecting lots of royalties, they don't want to see a cut to those. But obviously their consumers are paying high prices too, right? And their businesses. So they also need to address that, don't they?
Well, that gets messy then, because what happens is the Queensland government, and this isn't, I'm not criticising for this, they've then used some of that money to give rebates to consumers. So the money's just going around in circles.
I was about to say, it literally is going around in circles.
Yes. And so why not just stop the circle, right? Just say, everybody stop, sit down, cut the ribbon here for a second and let's get things restabilised. Now, the risk here is that you could end up, as often as because of complicated situations, of unintended consequences, things that haven't been thought through, that the government does something, and then, oh my God, we didn't expect that, whatever that might be. So that's why I think they've also got to be very closely discussing all these issues with the people who are playing in this market, including those governments, to understand exactly what's going on. Because we don't, people like me can't see all those details of all those contracts. And as a result of that, it also means that this doesn't get fixed overnight. This will take a little while, even no matter what the government does. Some things will move quickly, but other things will not move very quickly at all.
Yeah, that's my final question, if you like, Tony Wood. After they announce whatever mechanism intervention they do, how quickly can they get prices down and will they need legislation? Can you see the parliament being recalled again?
Well, remember, the first thing about this is that we're probably not going to see prices going down. What we're not going to see is prices going up.
That's really interesting. So does that mean that 56% is my memory increase, that's locked in? It's just about not going higher.
What I mean is we're not going to see that 56%. We're not going to get a reduction from where we are now.
No, but
what otherwise have been a big increase won't happen.
So they can stop that increase.
Yes, they can stop that, but it won't. I mean, our prices won't go down from where they are now. They just won't go up.
I get it.
Right?
So it'll stabilise it.
Correct.
And you think they can get meaningful change to bills for next year?
That's plenty of time now. Not everything, because some contracts have been written. Some people had to write contracts, and therefore they've written those contracts for a period of time, maybe 1, 2, 3 years. We don't know. But as they get rewritten, they're the ones that are going up now. But if the government steps in now, they're also the ones that won't go up in the future. So it'll take a while. On the other hand, what we won't see, the prices that we would have expected to see as homes and small businesses, which would have moved probably in the middle of next year, they won't happen to the same extent. Now, there will still be some costs to come through from that mess I talked about before early in the year. There will be some price increases, but it won't be anything like the numbers that Treasury's been concerned about.
Really interesting. Tony Wood, thank you for letting us pick your brain.
Thank you.
Tony Wood is the Director of the Energy Program at the Grattan Institute.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.